It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is time we're reporting radio news about radio waves. April 30th was World Press Freedom Day, and the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, AMARC, hoped that press freedom extends to the radio waves. AMARC launched its International Legal Protection and Global Advocacy Program on April 30th for community media and noted several recent attacks on radio press freedom. Quote, in 2014, Radio Estereo Luz and Radio La Voz de Sonora, located in Western Department of Quiche in Guatemala, have been shut down and their equipment have been seized. In Egypt, Internet Radio Hortna was recently persecuted because of illegal internet streaming. In April 2015, in Mexico, Abel Manuel Batista Raimundo, founder and director of Radio Espacio 96.1 FM in Juxtahaca in Oaxaca State, was murdered, unquote, AMARC wrote in a press release. They note that Swedish commercial stations currently occupy community radio frequencies there and say, quote, community radio licenses are becoming less a resource for nonprofit associations and more an opportunity for commercial operators who can circumvent the formal commercial radio sector and its official responsibilities, including concession fees to the government, unquote. AMARC is creating a legal office for, quote, frequency planning, technical standards for telecommunications and radio, and development resources for, unquote, for community media. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.